listener production.
I just think it's funny that he says he hates trolling and not saying things to people's face, but then will comment randomly about me when I don't even see it or look at it. So let's start maybe with his theories about unmarriables.
We should just have a warning because this made me fucking angry listening to him.
Oh, see, this made me actually...
I couldn't listen to all of it.
No.
I just couldn't.
It's, yeah, trigger warning, loser freak, all right? But genuine trigger warning, misogyny and a gross tone of voice. It's actually quite, I'm going to say I felt frightened. I had to have breaks. Even watching a 51-second clip, I had to have breaks. I was like, I can't watch this. This feels threatening. He's talking about how he doesn't actually see women and men as pieces of meat. But this is his actual theory about the unmarriables, with a capital U.
Talk about men and women as pieces of meat. Well, Deborah.
So someone has commented, named Deborah. Deborah has commented on the live and said, you're talking about men and women as pieces of meat. And he thinks he does something here.
Such a boomer name. Are they unmarriable? Well, the unmarriable term really doesn't apply to men as we're the ones doing the marrying.
Sorry?
What?
So women are... Okay, first of all, let's just say this at the top as a caveat for this whole episode. In his world, queer people don't exist. So yeah. let's just say that. Love did not win in 2018. He went, I don't acknowledge that pepper site. I'm going to go with, that never happens. Only men and women are getting married. So that's the first thing. Let's leave it at that. This is the issue, again, with the content. There are so many layers of how fucked it is that you actually can't get through it if you touch all of them. I should do a 17-hour live about this. Have two Dexies and then just go fucking... I would never do that. I would never abuse my drugs that I take. Fucking hell. No one come for me. So men are doing the marrying to women. First of all, that acknowledges that you are aware that there is some sort of power imbalance in men and women because women have... You think that when women marry men, they have no autonomy and they are just waiting to be plucked from obscurity, to be taken from the vacuum that is the unmarriables and become worth something once a man decides to marry them. And you think that they are the ones who are enacting, they are the ones who are pushing forward the marriage, they are the ones who are choosing, they have a pick of the bunch and women have nothing to do with it. Like, is he living in the 11th century? I don't know.
Deborah, women are the ones asking to be picked, Deborah.
Women are the ones asking to be picked, Deborah. You can see his little loser freak face get angry and you can see how, and also she just asked, I feel like you're talking about men and women as pieces of meat. And he goes, Deborah, like, you know that?
It's fucked up.
It's fucking scary.
Why so angry?
Because silly and jealous. Jealous of women. They're jealous of women. I swear to God, that's what it is. I have this weird thing of like, yeah, but you don't fucking deserve to have that.
Why do I have to explain this, honestly, to a fully grown adult woman?
Why do I have to explain? He's so condescending and he's so wrong at the same time. It's great. It's a great combination to have. Deborah. Also, his only clapback thus far is, what a boomer name. Yeah. Okay, you're also going to get old, dude. You're also going to age. Like, okay, King. But why do I have to explain this? Well, because it doesn't make sense, loser freak. That's why you have to explain it. You think you're making sense, but you actually are making no sense going, why do I have to explain that women are the only ones that can be unmarriable? Are you serious? How can you not see that this is the reality? Deborah? Because, babe, it makes no sense what you're saying. You're saying that women just are the ones waiting to be married, when actually stats show the women who live the longest, happiest lives are unmarried women without children.
Yeah.
And the men who live the longest are men who are married because women are taking care of men. And those women die earlier because they are putting their heart and soul into men and marriage isn't good for women. Now, I would love to marry my car. Oh, fuck my life.
Can I just, keep it in. You would like to marry your current boyfriend. Is that what you said?
Well, let's not repeat it. Anyway.
I just wanted to make sure.
I would like to get married. He's made me think that I'd like to get married. Maybe I don't want to marry him, but he's made me think that maybe I'd like to get married. Okay?
You have said in the past that you are open to it. And that's
cool. But now my gap's even further open. Oh. My gap's wide open.
No butt plug's going to close that. Yeah.
No plug has a chance. I have to make an Excel version. But so, like, I'm not on the train of no one should get married because, like, everyone should. If you want to get married, fucking get married. I love it. I think it's very sweet. I think it's great. I also think you can get divorced, whatever, sort it out. But when men say things like, women are just waiting to be chosen to be married and their entire goal in life is to get married, it's very funny because they're doing two things. They're showing their dream world of what they want. They want to have choice and have control over women and have and be the only thing that a woman needs because they're seeing that power slip away with progression and as time goes on and as women become louder and more self-sufficient and earn more money than them or as much money and we're more educated now and women are more have more tertiary education than men. We're really not only leveling things out, but because we've had to fight harder, then we're actually excelling beyond what these loser freaks are doing. And by loser freaks, I mean incel misogynists, not men in general, because I love at least one man. So I now am a men's rights activist ever since falling in love with this man.
Oh, that's a fucking stretch. Yeah.
Lem not having a bar of that
I'm
one.
Going, okay. Me going, guys, I have an announcement. I'm in love with a man and that's made me love him. And that's made me love men in general.
Oh, fuck.
Can you imagine?
I think there would be such thing as being cancelled.
Imagine me. No, I'd rather die than do that. But the first thing is you're showing what your ideal world is, where you want to speak this into existence. You think you're manifesting. He's got his fucking rose quartz out going, women only want to get paid from obscurity. Do you know what I mean? They're also showing that they acknowledge, they are fully fucking aware of how patriarchy affects women. Like, you're aware that that's the narrative women have been fed throughout time. And now that women are questioning it, going, hang on, maybe my value isn't attached to a man. They're trying to remind women of their place. So it's showing that's what you want. And also that's what you are aware that's already happening. Or you're aware of that narrative already because you want it to happen. Let's continue with this fucking loser. Lost my spot.
Why do I have to explain this? Honestly, to a fully grown adult woman.
Well, so that's how you know someone's bad at debating when they go, why do I have to explain this? Because we're having a conversation and you're in a live saying that you have a new theory called the unmarriable. So if you want to have a new theory, Chuck, a better sharpen it up.
Who's been around the block? Who knows exactly how this works?
Who's been around the block? You've been around the block, Deborah. You know exactly how this fucking... The anger in his voice is terrifying.
It comes in here and acts ignorant simply to try and catch me out as if I'm saying something sexist.
Acts different or is just ignorant?
Well, so yeah, no, but he wants you to catch... You want to catch me out, Chuck. To be able to catch you out, that net just needs one big hole. You know what I mean? It's not very hard to catch you out. I hate myself. I actually hate myself.
Someone put a beat behind that.
Someone put a beat on that. Actually, I think we should send these little songs to him and he'll go, I'll figure it out. He's so cute. Oh, so see, I get into a little zone.
Yeah, I know.
And then you got to go back into the hate.
I think it's adorable.
It's hard. Also, it's hard because I am an unmarriable. So it's like, I can't get my hopes up about this. Mm. Let me have a moment, one sec. Back to the freak.
Matt Darmanin, 012, jog on Deborah. Matt, I couldn't have said it myself better.
Well, you couldn't have because you couldn't speak just then, cunt. I couldn't have said it myself better. Yeah, because the bar is pretty low.
But he
didn't
really
say anything. All he said was, do I really have to explain myself, Deborah? You know women are just waiting to be married and the unmarriables are those who will not be chosen. Deborah, you've been around the block. Deborah, anyway, what's that? What was that? Then he continues and he's going on and on about me, going on and on about me because, again, he wants to fuck me or he wants to have some sort of power over me. He's got some weird thing about me and someone commented about me and here's his little tangent.
All of the topic, but yeah, if you're an unmarriable, Abby Chatfield, perfect example.
That's even better than when Sky News called me sinister. If you're an unmarriable, Abby Chatfield, perfect example. That is the best thing anyone's ever said to me. It's like when people like that meme where it's like about tweet where it's like, I live my life in the hopes of if I was around during the Salem witch trials, I'll be burnt to the stake. Like I would hope my behavior would result in me getting burnt to the stake because of the things I will burn to the stake for. Gossiping, burn me. Loud mouth, burn me. Having sex, burn me. Making a man come with your mouth, burn me. You know what I mean? Put a beat under that.
I am so cutting this out.
Oh, this is great.
He'll hate it.
This is just a roller coaster.
I love him so much. All right. So me, I'm a perfect example of an unmarriable. I saw this thing the other day of a medieval torture device where they would put an iron cage on women's heads when they were gossiping too much. I saw that and I thought, me. Like I literally thought like that would be me. It was for loudmouth women who gossip and I'm going, I'd be fucked. I'd never have that thing off. I'd actually be fucked. All right, let's keep going.
She's approaching 30. She's entering the danger zone now.
Oh, my God.
I'm approaching 30. First of all, 28. I'm approaching 30, but I'm entering the danger zone because he did say at one point that women's peak value is between the ages of 18 and 24.
Dude, the frontal lobe isn't ready yet. Like,
that's why it's peak, because they have the most beauty, youth, character, and values, the four pillars.
That's so it.
So 18 to 24, that is so worrying. He also said that that's women's peak sexual marketplace value, which is incel language for anyone at home. It is in his opinion, but it's a widely observed preference. Men, on the other hand, hit the peak between 35 and 50. Because that's when their peak earning potential hits. But at the same time, I'm earning more than him. So is my value my earning potential or is it my sexual potential? Because if you're saying men's value comes from their peak earning potential, well, you'll never catch up to me, Chook. So guys, every day I'm rapidly declining. I'm hitting the danger zone, even though I've never been happier, healthier, wealthier, hotter, had my life more together, had my career doing so much better, got a beautiful chooky boyfriend. But because I'm getting older, I'm hitting the danger zone and my entire value is my sexual marketplace value, which is interesting because later in the live he says, I'm not saying women's value declines, I'm saying their sexual marketplace value. But you're also saying that I as a person am hitting the danger zone as I near 30. So really you do think that my value as a person is declining as I get older. Also, every woman that I know gets better and better with age, bitch. Every person that I know gets better with age. That's
it's
how
because she can make her own decisions. That's what he doesn't like. Like more and more as you near your 30s, you're able to have more agency over what you're doing, where you're going.
And you learn boundaries and you learn when to not put up with men's shit.
And that's a turnoff for him.
It's a turnoff.
He loves
yucky.
The submissive ones.
It's yucky, yucky, yucky.
Do you know what one great thing is that we just know that he's going to end up so sad because once he gets to the age of over 50, that peak earning potential for him, it's all downhill, mate.
It's all downhill. This is the thing, it's all downhill, baby. Fucking stop. I think I have time away with him. We spent 5 days together, so I'm just a bit. So, guys, just a reminder, I am in the danger zone. Also, see how it's hard, guys? You see what I'm saying? We're 4 seconds in, and we've done 25 minutes of a tangent.
All of the topic, but yeah, if you're an unmarriable, Abby Chatfield, perfect example. She's approaching 30. She's entering the danger zone now, riding the cock carousel from one relationship to the next.
Riding the cock carousel. First of all, include vulvas in that, please. Thank you so much.
Seriously.
Second of all, the cock carousel is a place that I would love to be. I don't mind being on the cock carousel.
Sounds like
I just think it's so funny. And again, I know I'm preaching to the choir. Anyone listening is going, we know this, but I know you enjoy hearing it. It's just funny the way that men say that women who have had a lot of sex have quote unquote or have had sex with a lot of people, their quote unquote sexual marketplace value is declined then in the same breath or in the same notion he talks about supply and demand, if someone is fucking a lot, there's a high amount of demand. He speaks about things, he tries to draw parallels to economic theory. And bitch, just a reminder, I have a degree in property economics, bitch. You know what I mean? Supply is only one of me. Demand is people want to fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How is that declining my value? If I'm on the cock carousel, that means a lot of people want to fuck me. And let me tell you this thing. It's just funny because also if we're talking about like caliber of people that I sleep with, they're people that I think you'd probably be fans of, Chook. That's all I'm going to say. That sounds so wanky, but it's like you have no idea like who I'm around. And you're sitting there in your white T-shirt sitting with a ring light switched on. You've said, and turn your ring light on cool lighting to counteract your face. And you're sitting there on live saying, Deborah, in that tone of voice, thinking, yep, Abby Chatfield's sexual marketplace is down the drain. Her value is down the drain.
And guys are breaking up with her left, right, and centre.
I was so pissed at that. Left, right, and centre.
That's it. They're
breaking up with me left. That's me discarded left, right, and centre. Left, right, and centre, babe. Endlessly getting broken up with. Even if I was, I mean, this is the thing. These people's arguments make you defend yourself in a way where you go, that actually isn't, factually, that isn't happening. I'm breaking hearts left, right, and centre, if we're being real. And I'm in that cock carousel. I'm busy.
It sounds like a fun thing that you do at the local fair, you know, like you
Easter
just
show.
Easter show. I was thinking,
so Len was there on the weekend. Len was there a cock carousel.
No, there should be one though.
Yeah, definitely. Had on the road with me. Sorry, I forgot my Abby Chatfield's famous cock carousel. We should do that.
Let's do it.
Normal. Someone call normal. So I'm an unmarriable on the cock carousel, which I think is a huge compliment. And thank you so much, King. I'm getting broken up with left, right, and center. He says these things and you go, that's not saying anything. She's getting broken up with left, right, and center because she's in that cock carousel. Oh no, a lot of people want to date me? Oh my God, I must be such a fucking bitch. I'm ruining my own life by getting fucked and dated.
So, yeah, I mean, the market speaks for itself, right? The market sets the price. Men set the price of relationships.
The market speaks for himself. Okay, Wolf of Wall Street. Okay. Big Short. He's watched The Big Short a couple of times.
Who would sit next to a guy and be like, oh, yes, LF, tell me more, and him saying, like, market, sexual market?
Well, actually, like, speaking of, fuck? His girlfriend comes in really? During the live at one point, and she goes, all right, love you, while he's ranting about women's sexual marketplace value, and she goes, all right, love you, babe. I guess love you, babe. Anyway, and keeps going with his rant, his misogynistic rant. It's so
current,
embarrassing for that woman.
His current girlfriend.
He's got someone that is near him and voluntarily.
Yeah.
Voluntarily.
There's someone for everyone.
Seriously.
Poor thing.
I wonder how old she is. If she's past her prime.
Far out.
I wonder if she's an unmarriable. Better find out. Hope you're not, babe. Hope you get to marry him. I know my life dream is to marry someone like this.
Marriage, women set the price of sex.
Again, babe, like, it's just funny. His analogy doesn't even work. He's saying men set the price of marriage and women set the price of sex and dating. They're not tangible things. First of all, that isn't how a marketplace works, loser. And second of all, your theory about supply and demand makes no fucking sense unless you're saying that there's an increase in supply because of the amount of times a woman is having sex. But sex isn't a commodity. It's an energy exchange between two people that love each other.
Unless you're paying for it.
But he actually specifically says, I'm not talking about prostitution.
No.
Yeah.
It's called sex work, LF.
Sets the price. Men set the price of relationships and marriage. Women set the price of sex and dating. And it's women like that.
It's women like me. Ready? This is my claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's women like that that lower the price of sex and dating so men don't have to anymore offer up marriage as the bargaining chip for sex.
Oh!
Honestly?
Whoa!
Good on me in this cost of living crisis, lowering the price of a human need such as sex. Can't do it for housing, wish I could, but I can do it for sex. It's women like me. That's so kind.
Where is your desire in this whole conversation? You know, like, what about what you fucking want? Like, there's just nothing.
Oh, it's just like, about, it's just commodifying relationships, and it's actually really frightening. Like, I know we're joking about it, but it's a really scary mindset. And all he's doing is parroting people like Andrew Tate and these incels and Jordan Peterson. And like, all he's doing is doing that. Like, there's no new thought here. In fact, there isn't one coherent thought because he isn't smart enough, but which
left,
is
right,
sad.
Center.
Yeah, getting dumped left, right, and center on the cock carousel. Like, that's some shit like boys would say in grade 9.
Yeah, totally.
And like, and they've grown out of by the start of grade 10. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Fuck you, LF. Honestly, I'm angry. Like,
fuck,
I'm just
cunt.
Like,
fuck
no.
This cunt. But like, it is sad because he will have the saddest life. But to say that women need the bargaining chip of sex to get men to marry them, and that all men want is sex, and now they don't have to try hard enough for sex, is so scary that you see, that is, you are saying out loud that you only see women's value as if they can make you come. Like, you are, and your girlfriend knows that you think this. Like, what are they talking about over dinner?
I know.
Is this the conversations they're having, is going, yeah, babe, you know these fucking bitches, like, people like Abby Chow from the fucking cock carousel. Like, it's really frightening, the level of deep, the low hum of anger and pathetic worminess that this person exudes on Alive. It's actually really scary. I mean, there's so many obvious things wrong with it. Where do we begin? I mean, marriage isn't about someone getting something and someone else getting something. It's about people that love each other and want to have a life together and want to be legally bound to each other.
No, marriage is about bargaining, apparently. Like, fucking...
It's also really sad because he's never going to have any sort of deep relationship. He's never going to have any sort of connection, even friendship. He'll never have anything. And that's the saddest part, is you will never have a happy life. I know that you are incapable of having a fulfilling relationship or friendship or any kind of interaction with another human when you are living your life with that much resentment and anger towards women. So yeah, basically, guys, I am, in summary, I am unmarriable. I'm on a cock carousel and I am cheapening sex, which, good on me. Coles and Woolies, take note, no more price gouging. So, and this is another little video. Let me just quickly watch it, sorry.
Tag Abby Chatfield. I would love Abby Chatfield to ring in.
You're not doing a radio show, Chuck. You're doing a live. He keeps saying we've got callers lined up. That's what he keeps saying on his live. It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
And he's calling her a boomer, that other chick.
Yeah, yes! Goes, no, I think what he's doing, I think he's trying to prime himself for a radio spot on 2GB.
All right.
Oh, God.
Good fit.
But see, the thing is, cockroaches don't like the light.
He prepared that.
Wisdom.
This man just called me a cockroach. Now, again, doesn't affect me personally, but makes me feel sick the way that he's speaking about women, saying cockroaches don't like the... And the way you think, going, but the thing is, cockroaches don't like the light. What? You're the light. You're the light with your Kmart ring light. You're the light going, Anko, going, the thing is, cockroaches don't like the light, and I am the light. My misogynistic, incoherent ramblings are the light, and someone like that can't come near it. Also, do cockroaches not like the light? I don't know. I've seen them out and about during the day.
Yeah, same. I'm a bit confused. And also,
is he getting moths confused with? The moths do like light.
No. Yeah.
Maybe he's getting confused about. Google, do cockroaches like light?
Do cockroaches like light? I love what my job is turning into.
I know.
They dislike any form of light. He was scientifically correct, but you know what? You will go unscathed if there was an atomic bomb at any point.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I'm resilient. Yeah. Thank you for calling me resilient, King. But to call someone a cockroach is, like, on a more serious note, that's really disgusting, scary language.
It is.
To call a person, say I'm on a cock carousel, I'm getting broken up with left, right, and center, I am devaluing sex in women. Also, it's funny because it's like, you don't know what sex I'm having with who. You have no idea about my life unless you're listening to my podcast every week. Side note. Hello, Chucky Boy.
And so what these feminists want to do is they want to shout into their echo chamber because that's where all that validation comes back.
The irony of this pig sitting on live saying this is what feminists do. They want to shout into their echo chamber so it comes back and they can get dopamine. Babe, where you are is in an echo chamber. At least I can acknowledge that I exist in an echo chamber. I say this all the time, my industry that I'm in. But the thing is, I'm in an echo chamber of progression, of where I am around people and with people that teach me things and that I understand them, they understand me, and I'm learning and I'm evolving and da-da-da-da-da. But it's an echo chamber of where society is going, I would hope.
Well, can we say the same thing about the right? Because they have their own echo chambers, but then they use it as a weapon always against the left, is from what I'm seeing.
Well, it's
all
funny because their echo chambers, I mean, echo chambers exist anywhere.
Exactly.
Just within different societies. Like, we're in an echo chamber of Australian society right now. Like,
that's
realistically.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're only, like, you are what is around you. You know what I mean? Like, that's the negative. And also, then algorithms add for an even bigger echo chamber.
True.
But they have the right, the issue is, honestly, people on the right either aren't very intelligent, this is going to sound fucked, but it's honestly either they have very intense personal interests in things like denying climate change or
abortion
laws or homophobic. Like, you know, it's that trope of the most homophobic people are the people who are actually gay in secret, actually in the closet. Like, that's.
Yeah.
Like, they have their own personal motivations for these just disgusting rhetoric they have, or like these theories they have. Maybe it's they have no media literacy.
And they get stuck in this sort of dopamine loop of like being pumped up by these women and it feels really good. But then a week later, when all that's gone, that's died down and they're back to their miserable life, that's when they're looking for the next thing to hate on man and throw into the echo chamber.
The irony of this makes me piss. Him going, yeah, these feminists just sit on live and talk shit about men and so they have to go back to their miserable little fucking lives. And it's like, okay, King. Okay. Like, he's literally, he's talking to himself here, which is also the saddest, craziest part. He's talking to himself. Yeah, babe, my life is so, it's so miserable and it's so hard, my life. It's so miserable. What I do online and what this podcast is, it's a job. It's one of my jobs that I do. And I do care about what I speak about, but I'm not doing these rants and coming to the podcast and thinking about it the rest of the day to get extra dopamine, to like get me fucking going. I upload things to my Instagram and like look through the comments to get a little bit of dopamine, which is obviously what he does. I upload it because I want people to listen to the podcast. I think it's good content and I like doing the podcast and we love it. And then I forget that I did it. And then it's the next week's podcast. Like that's just how work.
Which is painting
works.
You as a manipulative. Kind of like that trope is also involved in that, like that you're kind of trying to get your likes from people. Like that's the trope.
Yeah, all I care about is likes. No, dude, I have a podcast and this is what interests me and this is what I speak about. And what interests you is misogyny and that's okay. That's why I don't have anyone that listens to your podcast. It's fine. You can enjoy your silly, sad little life. Basically, there's more that happened, but essentially the summary of this is, women are only valuable between ages 18 and 24 on the sexual marketplace. Women have use-by dates, according to him. I'm on a cock carousel, living it up at the Easter show.
You're a cockroach.
I'm a cockroach. So there's more that we could do. I'm sure there's more content. If you have more content about Loser Freak, send me a DM because I spoke for too long just then. And honestly, I'm hungry. I have to go to therapy. But we'll continue this at a later date, I reckon, because this is, oh, nummies. Lem has nummies for me.
It's new popcorn with milk chocolate drizzled inside.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, shit, I have had that.
I love sorry. Sorry?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Avon.
Naughty Lem.
Thought. I'm, oh, idiot. Stupid. I'm so sorry. Why would I offer her a snack when she said she was hungry? Bad person.
You fuckers. I just get a mum instinct.
I know,
bit.
It's so cute. No, I'll get some food.
Okay.
But basically, guys, I'm excited to see what his response to this is. I will happily go back and forth with this person. I'll never say his name. If you do want to look at his page, please don't engage with any of the content. Get someone to screen record it. That's my opinion. And, I have to let the guy that I'm dating know that I'm unmarriable.
Oh, yeah, bummer.
Sucks. But I think he's okay with it. I think he's okay with that, with being with a low value woman. And he's excited, honestly, just to be a part of the cock carousel.
It does sound fun.
Had some renos done. We've added an extra seat. All right.
A listener production.